It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. Police are looking for a person who spray-painted obscenities on sculptures and paintings inside of the Metropolitan Opera House at Lincoln Center. The suspect graffitied the offices sometime between 7:15 and 8 a.m. on Wednesday. And it appears to be an inside job stemming from labor issues at the Opera House, a police source said. Early this morning, some administrative offices at the Met Opera House were vandalized with spray paint. There was little or no permanent damage. The New York City Police Department is investigating. We have no further comment at this time, said a spokesperson for the Metropolitan Opera. ''28-year-old Russian pianist Andrei Gunyin is the winner of the 16th Gina Bachauer International Artists Piano Competition held last week, capping 2 weeks of competition that brought 37 pianists to Salt Lake City from 14 nations around the world. Top prize includes a gold medal and $40,000 in cash. Gunyin also wins a recital in New York's Carnegie Hall, gigs at piano festivals in Shanghai and the Eastman School of Music, and a recording contract on the Archive label.'' At a time when opera companies around the U.S. are struggling or even going under, our own Arizona Opera seems to be doing quite well. In fact, director Ryan Taylor has announced that the company has raised over $500,000 to match a challenge grant from an anonymous donor. Contributions have come in from all 50 states, from Canada, from Austria, and even Japan, where a $50 donation came from a serviceman stationed there who gave a gift to support the people that make home worth fighting for, he said. Including the original matching gift, the 2014 Million Dollar May campaign reaching just over $1 million by midnight June 30th with gifts from 325 donors. The Arizona Opera's 2014-15 season will begin in the fall, including the first ever mariachi opera, Cruzar La Cara de la Luna, to open in October. Also, Verdi's Rigoletto, Tchaikovsky's Eugene Onegin, Mozart's The Magic Flute, and Donizetti's The Daughter of the Regiment. For more information, go to www.azopera.org. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOT Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.